Congratulations to our guys. Proud of the way we came out. Proud of the way we attacked, really, in all three phases. You know, passing game especially. I like the way Joe got after it and threw it in there. And those young guys making plays. I mean, Torrey Smith, what can you say? You know, that's you talk about a breakout performance in the first quarter. That's pretty historic right there. And there's some record set and all that kind of stuff. And congratulations to Joe. And I think, you know, just to Joe for getting all those guys involved was big. Offensive line of protection was there pretty much all night. I thought our defense got after it. Stopped the run, which you got to do with these guys, but also kept Bradford on the run. So I'm just very proud of our guys, and we move on.
I guess you never designed three passes like that to Torrey Smith, but obviously it's something that you've been counting on and maybe working toward the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that was a goal. And I think if you watch practice, I was talking about how well we were practicing. I mean, those plays were being made in practice, you know. And so at some point in time, you're going to see those things transfer to the game. The challenge is to build on it. You know, we want to build on that stuff and come back and have a great week of practice and try to transfer it to Sunday night.
So are you surprised that they let him do it repeatedly? I mean, the one play was just a copy of the one they had missed one before.
Yeah, you know, I think they were mixing coverages, Mike. You know, they were single high, two high, man, zone. They were the big pressure team. For some reason, we didn't get quite as much pressure. I think they feel like Joe and our offensive line had a handle on it. But Joe found them. I mean, that was the thing. They were in two high, and Joe was coming inside with the ball. They were in single high. And we had the nine routes called, and Joe got them outside. So I think that's what your quarterback does. He did a great job of that.
Torrey, he talked during the week about how he had maintained his confidence even though he hadn't gotten involved. He was, you know, waiting and kind of waiting for a play. How did you guys feel about him all along? And also just how your defense handled the no huddle enough that they didn't want to do it anymore?
Right. Well, yeah, Torrey, the thing about our team is Torrey had no choice but to keep his confidence basically because our guys were just razzing him. You know, for about a month straight, every day, led by Terrell Suggs, you know, and his band of brothers back there on the defensive side. So, you know, they toughen you up pretty good, skin like an armadillo, I guess. And Torrey fought through it. And in the last couple of weeks, he's really been catching the ball well in practice. And I think he and Joe are starting to tie that thing together. Defensively, well, I credit Chuck Pagano. I think he put together a really good game plan to handle the no huddle. Did a great job of getting the guys a signal system together that our guys were able to learn, and they executed really well. And that was probably the key to that.
Coach, how important was this win and what it meant to your team following last week's loss and probably a little bit of disappointment with the way things went in Tennessee?
Right. Well, I mean, they're all important. You know, it would have been important to win last week and stack a win on top of a big win. But you can't – it's hard. You start losing two in a row in this league, and that's tough. And I felt our guys – and we always have, and I credit the leadership. That's why I say we have great leadership. You know, and you know who the leaders are, and those guys are out front. On young leaders like Joe and Ray stepping up on offense, but also new guys like Vontae, and of course, you know, Ed and Ray, and those guys are incredible. But we got a bunch of young guys that are learning from those guys, and I think that's a credit to our players. That's not really a credit to the coaches. To me, that's a credit to the players. Billy Cuniff, yeah, he got that's nothing serious. I didn't get a report on that. That was unfortunate, disappointing. But the two that we had were Haruki's got a knee. It's a PCL, partial. It looks like we'll get an MRI tomorrow, but we'll have to see. There's some hope there. And then Ellerby had a hamstring. It grabbed on him. We'll check and see if it's torn. I don't think it is, but we'll just have to check on that. So I think all in all, we got through it pretty well.
You mentioned about not losing two in a row. One of the things that you have to be proudest of is in your time here, not too often have you lost two in a row. Is that because of the guys just bucking up?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to take credit for it, but I can't. You know, it's the players. The players, that's those guys who know how to come back, led by Ray and led by Ed and our young guys. You know, I'm put Terrell in that category. You had Haloti, you just go right down the row. All the young guys on offense, Matt Burke, that's players. That's what players do. Players pull you out of things like that. We got those kind of guys. Well, he looked good. That's a good point. You know, he had never really played left guard, to my knowledge. He played right guard early in his career, and he played center all those years. And you know, he was working on the weekend, some of the angles and things like that. But the pass protection really looked good with him in there. And that's a credit to, you know, the communication between Matt and Brian. So, very impressed with that. No, I had nothing. Obviously, I had nothing more valuable to say. Well, Joe's getting antsy over here.
I know. I saw him stand up. So. What was the thinking? They were last. The Ram defense was last against the run. And fourth against the pass. So you came out and threw it 50 and ran 20.
Well, yeah. we want to go after people. We did want to attack them a little bit. They did have some injuries at corner. I mean, obviously, you take advantage of that a little bit. And I think that was just the mindset. They also were, they had a few guys in the box there. You know, they were loading up a little bit, and Joe had some checks. You know, a lot of those plays are run-pass checks, and he gets us into the right play against the right defense. And Joe did a great job of that today.
Joe, what was your thinking late in the game when you still had Joe in and going passes?
You mean on 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11? Yeah, well, my thinking there was to try to get the first down, because if we get the first down there, we're on the knee. Could you put Tyrod in there? I guess you could, you know, but not, you know, if you look at the around the league, how often does that happen? Although I'm not opposed to doing that, and I think it's something we might do in the future. But I also had some, we had some young receivers in there, and I feel like all the work we can get between Joe, Anthony Allen, the young offensive line with Joe calling the signals, the young receivers, if we got in that situation where we were going to throw it, I think that's work that's going to pay off in the next few weeks. But I do see the point. I think putting Tyrod in there would, you know, would be arguable.
What was the difference with the pass rush? What did you see really working out there today?
Well, I think we won a lot of one-on-one battles. You know, some of our pressures got there, some of our pressures didn't. I think the main thing to me, just from the sideline, was coverage. I think we forced him to hold the ball more than we did the week before, and that gave our guys a little more time to beat the protection one-on-one.
Were they also a little bit of a different team when they had Steven Jackson in, when they didn't? Obviously, he didn't look like he was 100%. I mean, did that help you guys defensively as well, knowing that?
Well, you know, I think we stopped the run a little bit, so that made him a little bit one-dimensional. But, you know, he looked like he was running pretty hard to me, and Cadillac was running hard. So we felt like those guys weren't going to be 100%. We were hopeful, but they looked pretty good out there. But it had to hurt him a little bit.
Joe,